Om Shanti. This is the essence of the Murli of November 11th, 2019. Sweet children, only by using the mantra that disciplines the mind, Manmanabhav, can you conquer Maya. Remind everyone of this mantra. So using the mantra that disciplines the mind, Manmanabhava, can you conquer Maya? So first let's look at this word mantra that disciplines the mind. The word that is used for this Vashikaran mantra comes from the Indian tradition of the sannyasi. Vash means to make someone subservient or helpless or powerless. And the sannyasis needed to have a certain mantra. They used to live in forests and they would come across wild animals. And they would chant a mantra that would make animals subservient. And so a lion would become like a cat. This is the understanding that the sannyasis used to have that power, that through a certain state of mind, even the wild animals would cooperate with them. Baba uses this mantra, Vashikaran mantra, that gets translated as the mantra that disciplines the mind. Baba uses this word as a mantra that makes Maya subservient. Worse than the lion, worse than any wild animal is Maya. Maya has made this beautiful, eternal, immortal, godlike beings of light, souls. Maya has made them unconscious. And so the mantra that makes Maya subservient, that makes Maya weak, is Manmanabhav. Baba gives you this mantra. Baba says use this mantra, but it means every aspect of knowledge. If you use this mantra, then Maya is chased away. And so what exactly is this mantra? Manmanabhav. Bhava means to offer. Man, mind, to offer your mind to God. So Baba says, Manmanabhav, offer your mind to me, surrender your mind to me, give your mind to me, belong to me. So if you have given mind to Baba, Baba says, if you have given your mind to me, then now use that mind to remember me. Use that mind to remember knowledge. Use the mind to spin the cycle. Use the mind for the task of God's service. All of that is Manmanabhava. So if we have given the mind to God, then that mind cannot be used by Ravan. This is like the caution that we have to hold underneath. Then one is truly Manmanabhava. The mind should only be used for what Baba has given permission for. And so internally, that checking, would Baba give permission for me to think of this? Would Baba give permission for me to have these feelings? In the Murli, Baba many times says, spin the cycle, churn and understand all the different aspects of knowledge. Consider yourself a trustee, consider yourself a guest. Remember Baba in all the different relationships, doing a drill of various things that Baba says. See Baba in the home. Remember the home. Practice a heart-to-heart conversation. Practice all the different stages. All of this is Manmanabhava. Mind is used for Baba. Baba also wants us to churn things for service. That is also Manmanabhava. But if the mind is used, for example, to think, why is that person doing the service? Or I should be doing that? Or why is this happening? Or why is that happening? Then that is not Manmanabhava. Taking pride from a certain service, to create ego based on anything, then mind is used by Ravan, for Ravan. And so check internally, would Baba give this thought? Would Baba give permission for this thought? If you have this inner checking, it is Manmanabhava. And Baba also uses this word often in connection with Madhyaji Bhav. Remember Vishnu, the one in the middle. And so it is implying, remember the golden age, remember your inheritance. And so Baba says, if you use this mantra, Manmanabhava, mind is used for Baba, then that mind cannot be used by Maya, the whole Ravan Maya complex. Anything that is taking you away from Baba is Maya. Anything that distracts you from using Baba's knowledge, creating thoughts and feeling based on anything from Baba, it is Maya. And Maya is like subtle forms, many subtle forms. So it is useful to be checking all the time. Even now, the last 5 minutes, was your mind pulled away to something else? Maybe even it may be food or some situation or a person coming or even a situation within yajna. If mind is not focused, used for Baba and used for what is in front of you, Maya is pulling. And sometimes we are not really grasping the power of Maya and the endurance of Maya. One little distraction, one time, may seem innocent, but because one time mind has been distracted, it will be easier to a second time be distracted and a third time be distracted. And then a little string becomes a rope. You create a new habit and it becomes Maya's habit. So repeated action based on Maya, repeated action repeated distraction, it becomes a stronger habit. And then later on you feel that it becomes almost normal. It becomes such a strong habit that you can't break it. And so Baba's method is to flood the mind with knowledge and act based on that knowledge. Flood the mind with all different aspects of Gyan and yoga practices. That is what will keep Maya out. The intoxication of Baba and all that Baba stands for and all the different aspects of Gyan and all the different yoga practices. We should have as if a reservoir to keep our mind occupied. Otherwise, the default will be Maya and Ravana. Now, one important factor that holds the mind in the state of Manmanabhav, that holds the mind on the different topics that Baba has given us to think about, is the intellect. It is the intellect that guides the mind. It is the intellect that guides our thoughts. It is the intellect that chooses the kind of thoughts. It is the intellect that chooses in which to occupy the mind. It is the intellect that discerns and decides. And that is why Baba says we have two types of intellect. Normally, the default position of the intellect is patthar, stone intellect. And he has come to given us the divine intellect, unlimited intellect, a godlike intellect, an intellect that can see the unlimited, that can see the bigger picture. An intellect that can see eternity, as opposed to the stone intellect that sees in beginning and end. The divine intellect can see the subtlety, as opposed to the stone intellect only understands the gross and the physical. Now, if the divine intellect is used, then the divine intellect will steer the mind. And again, the divine intellect can grasp what Baba sees, how Baba sees, how Baba feels. Can grasp that supreme love and bliss, contentment, that absolute peace and security. For the divine intellect, the subtle is normal and obvious. The divine intellect sees the things in the context of eternity. The divine intellect sees the things in the context of the three worlds. And so the divine intellect is never caught in petty, silly things. The divine intellect is clear what the aim is of the confluence age. And so if the divine intellect is used, mind is given to Baba, then only thoughts and feelings connected with yogi, true yogi life, will emerge. And the result of that will be Maya has no chance to take the mind away from Baba. Maya has no chance to make the mind create thoughts and feelings and attitude based on Ravana and Maya. And so Man Mana Bhav, the mantra that makes Maya subservient, that conquers Maya, the use of the divine intellect is absolutely required in that. But one aspect in our day-to-day, moment-to-moment practice is that there has to be that constant vigilance. Is the mind used for Baba? Am I using the divine intellect to guide the mind at every moment, at every step? But not as a discipline, but as a certain pride, a deep love for truth, for divinity, for shifting away from what is gross, a deep love for also helping others come out of this almost madness that is called body consciousness, and the unnecessary suffering that is caused by that on all levels. And so Baba also said, remind everyone of this mantra. Remind everyone that true quality of life is internal life, and highest internal life is when mind is given to God and given for God's task. And so remind everyone of this mantra, Man Mana Bhav. Remind everyone that Maya is their biggest enemy, and that to conquer Maya, to make Maya subservient, the method is to offer your mind to God. Om Shanti.